This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On MUT Radio, shape and own the future. Our time right now is 46 minutes after the hour of 11. Time for the BTGSM veterans to share izwike. It is the word of wisdom. Esukeke is ikhona ke njalo le emsakazweni othana amandla kakhulu ngama Sundays. Angibabingele bahamba ke naye lapha yangaphesheya omogaja akangibuki neze kahle nje ungivuka kambi kakhulu. Hey! Ungivuka kambi. Hey bazalwane, ngenxa yesikhathi kayi understand. Angibingele nginamukele egameni lenkosi.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So ke ngiyathanda nje ukuthi nizisho and then ke mase siyahlala ke ezwini likaNkulunkulu.
Ngiyabingelela bazalwane, igama othembelihle isibongo akhadebe ngomntwana kaNkulunkulu ngisindisiwe engiyamthanda kakhulu uJesu bazalwane. Amen. And I'm part of the PGT family.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
Nginibingelele bazalwane egameni likaJesu. Igama uzinhle Mtshali ngisindisiwe ngiyamthanda uJesu nami ngafumana umusa uNkulunkulu uJesu wayisiza impilo yami. Amen.
Amen.
Ngiyabingelela bazalwane igama ngumukacha wa Ramachiba from BTG ngisindisiwe ngiyamthanda kakhulu uJesu. Amen.
Amen. So nje after ke itolo sobe sengena ke na kanjani nabasifathele kona namhlanje.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Before we go any further, let us connect. Ukhonza phi? It is the moment to tell us where you are listening from, share a verse that is in your heart, or send a birthday wishes to someone special. Join the conversation on MUT Interfaith.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Welcome back if you just joined. Bakhona kanjani la abazalwane base PCGSM bezosinikeza ke indlela. Mhlawumbe noma ngithi nje ama preparations ephasi ukuthi what is it that we suppose to note as sikuma preparations, ngabe sigade inhliziyo yethu, ngabe siyalungiselela in terms of ama finances, ngabe mhlawumbe siyalungiselela ukuthi sibheke enkosini ukuthi Lord, let your perfect will prevail in our lives. Mhlawumbe ke nje yipi into obona ke ibalekile kakhulu ukuthi silungiselele as sibheke ephasikeni.
Into kumele silungiselele kakhulu inhliziyo ngoba uNkulunkulu uzobe sebenza ngenhliziyo. Kumele iphasika lisikhumbuze ukuthi uJesu wafela izono zethu. Manje yes, enhlizweni kumele ukuthi siyayilungisa inhliziyo ihlambulule. Into ewayenza uJesu kube ukuthi nathi singabazalwane siyakhombisa ukuthi uJesu wasenzelani, ngoba sizokhumbula ukuthi uJesu wasenzelani. Kumele silungise inhliziyo ukuthi noma sikhumbule ukuthi uJesu wasenzelani singabazalwane, kube ukuthi lamazwi azobe enang esikhumbuza wona ayangena enhlizweni singabazalwane.
Yes, thank you so much. There was uzinhle. Mhlawumbe ke nje umzana olandelayo according to understanding yakhe iphasika lisho ukuthini?
According to my understanding, that is the day where uJesu wafela izono zethu. It started back from Exodus whereby uNkulunkulu ehlisa umbono etshela uMoses, I think ukuthi uzosenda i-10 plagues to Egypt, and we send a little plague kwaba khona iplague yokugcina, which was the death of the firstborn child. And lapho watshela uMoses ukuthi ena afake igazi ephambili kwezindlu zabantu ukuze ingilosi meyidlula it passes over to them banga-affecteki kulokufa lokho okuzokwenzeka. So kanjalo athi uJesu asenzela umusa wasindisa ngegazi lakhe bambethela esiphambaneni for our sins to also be passed over, nathi sithole or find ourselves under that grace, find ourselves under that salvation that Christ died for us. So for me, it's not just about celebrating it for 3 days, but it's a continuous journey of reminding ourselves ukuthi we have someone who died for our sins Mm-hmm. We have someone who we pass over to God. According to Genesis 3. But now, not just on ipasika, but on our lives continuously, so that when we go on Judgment Day, pass over.
There was deep. Siyabonga kakhulu abazalwane ke la from PTGSM abagcizelelayo ukuthi ke indeed iphasika libalekile and hayi nje ukuthi nje kwakufela ukuthi kwenzeke kuphela but kube nje into esiyaziyo nesikhumbuseka ngayo noma ngabe ikholo ngakholo mhlawumbe ongazange ukuthi kukhona indaba yephasika ihamba kanjani because bakhona baphenduka after amazwi ayisikhombisa kade egcina enkonzweni but after efikile wezwa amazwi ayisikhombisa uthola ukuthi ke uyazalwa kabusha so bagcizelela ke abazalwane ukuthi ke indeed libalekile taking umugaja with the word of wisdom. Yes.
So I will be sharing the word of wisdom.
Yes.
And it will be on the words that were uttered by Jesus Christ at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when he was being crucified, and he was being mocked by soldiers and the passers-by. So there was one criminal who mocked him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other defended him. We find this in Luke 23, verse 39 to 43.
Okay.
And then Jesus forgives a repentant criminal who he was crucified with in Luke 23, verse 43.
Yes.
And Jesus' mother and disciple John were at the cross in John 19, verses 25 to 27. Then Jesus said, "I thirst," and was given vinegar in John 19, verse 28 to 30. But in John 19, verses 30, he says, "It is finished." So, when the Holy Spirit unveiled this for me, I was taken aback with into zazenzega before time, in the olden days, in the ancient times. So, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ represents sacrifice.
Yes.
The Bible says there is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So in the olden times, there was a sacrifice of a blameless lamb. There was a lamb that was sacrificed. And then there was another one that was where sins were transferred from the human unto the lamb and then thrown into the wilderness.
Okay.
And these were pure lambs. So, but God realized that Lent is not going to work. It's going to continue to be a cycle. Ngoba, we come from the first Adam. The first Adam who sinned against God. You know, so when we are born from sin. By nature. Mauzalwa, you have sinful thoughts. Naturally so. There is nothing that you can do. So God says, "I will say, depart from me. I never knew you." When he says this, it means uyobe ekubona u lo Adam oqala. He won't be seeing Christ in you when he says, "Depart from me." Because you'll be filled with a stench of sins. You'll be seeing darkness over you.
Yeah.
But when you have Christ, he sees the new creation. He sees the second Adam who came in the spirit.
Yes.
So when Christ says it is finished, he simply says the mandate has been fulfilled. It means the offering acceptable to God and the sacrifice that is fragrant has been fulfilled. It has been offered to God. And this pleased God because uNkulunkulu was tanda ngalendlela yokuthi he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Yes.
Only for the sake of love. Jesus, God decided to give his only son.
Yeah.
For the sake of love.
Yes.
And we love him because he loved us first.
Yeah.
So when he says it is finished, it was personal for each and every one of us. Because he knew that we are humans. We are limited with regards to our power. Sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we get anxious. Sometimes we become depressed.
Indeed, yeah.
sometimes we face traumatic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit is a well that never runs dry.
Mm.
When I googled the name well, it said Umthombo in Zulu.
Yes.
So he keeps on offering, gushing out water that never runs out.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, God, I want to pass my test, I have studied, mm-hmm. please go on with me, please help me to be able to make it through.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit says, okay, I will do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
He is so generous, he is so faithful.
Yes.
That whatever that we ask from him, he will give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God mentions this in his word, that whatever that you ask, you'll be given.
Yes.
So, before he ascended unto heaven, he left the Holy Spirit with the apostles. He said, I will leave, but I'm going to leave something with you.
Yeah.
Because he knew that men cannot be alone. They need someone to be with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, through Christ who strengthens us, we can do everything and anything.
Yes.
So it means there is nothing that limits us apart from what is in our minds, mm-hmm. what we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
And what we tell ourselves is the one that produces faith.
Mm-hmm.
The things that we read, they produce faith.
Yes.
The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The more we listen, the more we read the word of God, the more we understand God more. The more we become like him, we become one like him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we know his heart.
Mm.
That this is how he is. This is how I can please him.
Yeah.
You know. Mm. So when he said it is finished, the grave was conquered.
Mm.
Eternal life was given to those who believe.
Yes.
Mm.
So this tells us that in order for these things to come to pass,
mm-hmm.
God is not far. He simply says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you.
Mm.
So this thing goes about wanting, desiring a relationship with God.
Yes.
And he will unveil himself to you.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit is for free.
Yeah.
But in other things, they say you have to take out money.
Mm.
You have to sacrifice something out of your pockets.
Mm.
You have to, in order to be initiated, you need to buy a cow.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ wants you like that. He does not care about religion. Mm-hmm. He simply says, I'm there.
Yeah.
I do not care where you come from. I am not religion. Mm-hmm. I am Christ.
I'm
your father. I just need you to accept me with your words, mm-hmm. and with your heart.
Yeah.
And I will enter. He says, I come in knocking, waiting for the one that will answer, and I will eat with him. Okay. I will be happy to eat with him.
Yes. Thank you so much. There was one of the BCG patrons known by the name Umugaja. Ovamisile kuthabe khona la emsakazweni osanamandla kakhulu MUT Radio Shape and on the Future. Isikhathi-ke sokusithi khumo till we meet again, same time, same place, right here on MUT Radio. Kulokuhlelo MUT
Interface. This is an MUT Radio Podcast.